Can you go into a little more detail on like when to be honest and how honest to be, like that you want to be open? You know, you don't want to be exclusive with the girl. You just want to like have fun dating. And like, it sounds to me like I don't need to answer for you. I'm just like at what point do I say, look, I want to make sure like you know that we're dating, that this is not going to be exclusive, or
all right, well, you want to role play the conversation? Can you be the girl that's trying to pin me down?
No, I'm just, I mean, it's more a generic question. Well, you know, it's pretty easy for me to, you know, wifey up, you know? So, like what, I don't want to do that this time. You know what I mean? I just want to.
Yeah. So be the girl. You and I have had sex 7 times, right? Over the course of 3 weeks. The first thing is, if you only have sex with a girl once every 7 to 10 days, she's probably not even going to have this conversation, because all of your actions are doing the talking, right? If you see her once a week at the most, or once every 10 days, she's going to know you probably don't want like an exclusive committed relationship because you don't see her enough. But if you're seeing her every day, or like even twice a week, then she's going to quickly start wondering like what you're doing on those other days. And she'll start asking questions and hinting at it. And if you don't want to be in a relationship, then don't put yourself in that situation, because you're just going to like let her down and you're going to lose your casual fuck buddy. So that's the big mistake that most guys make, is they meet a girl, she's fun to have sex with, they don't have other sex options, so they ram and jam her, and they see her 3 times the first week and 4 times in the next one. And then, you know, then they hang out, and then the girl brings up, so like, hey, are we like dating now? Are you still fucking other people? Because I don't want to like open myself up to STDs and stuff like that. Like, they're going to tell you that. It's just a matter of time. And if your answer is like, well, what do you mean? Like, no, but yeah, but no, I don't want to be your boyfriend, even though I fucking see you every night. Like, that sucks. you're basically doing the opposite. You're saying the opposite of what you're doing. You're giving her all the boyfriend vibes and then telling her you don't want to be her boyfriend, which is not going to be very nice, and it's going to suck for both of you. It's so important to have, like, it's so important. Once you have, like, 3 girls, you have consistent sex with 3 girls, like, that is super important, because now you have, anytime you're, like, lonely or horny, right, there's 1 of 3 you can call. And it's really easy to keep everyone in that 7 to 10 day window when you have 3. When you have 1 or 2, it gets really dangerous, right? And you'll be like, oh, it's no big deal. It's Sunday. I saw her on Wednesday. You know, it's been 4 days. Like, we can hang out tonight. Wrong, right? Because she's going to expect the same next week. She's going to be like, oh, we hung out twice last week. We should probably hang out twice this week. And then she's going to start asking you to hang out. And then you're in trouble, because then you have to say no. And then she starts getting rejected. You always want you to be the one initiating the hangouts. When a girl starts initiating hangouts with you, that either means, you know, you haven't seen her in a long time and she wants to be, which is fine, right? If it's been a month and you've been out of town, and she's like, yo, when are you coming back? Like, I have tickets to a Justin Bieber concert. You want to come with me? That's great news, because you know you're not committing to anything. Like, she knows you probably still don't want to be her boyfriend, but she still wants your dick. And that means you're doing a lot right. So you just have to be very careful not to fuck them too often, because you're really, really going to get in trouble. And if you don't, then you're probably never going to even have to have that conversation, which is the most seamless and easy way to do it. And if you do get stuck having that conversation where you see them once a week, you know, forever and ever and ever, Sherbon has some experience with this. Like, he's been very good about sticking to those time frames and boundaries. And you can literally have girls that'll be like on your roster for years because they want the good dick, right? And they'll probably be in love with you, but you know, they know that you're fucking other girls and you only see them once a week, and what are they going to do about it, right? It's just not who you are. And they'll be down to do whatever the fuck you want. But eventually they too will ask, what is up? Where is this going? Who am I to you? And then you can answer, well, you're my Sunday girl. What do you mean? You know that. And literally just banter it off. And what are they going to say? That's what they signed up for, right? If they've seen you once a week for the past 6 months and they say, well, who am I? You're like, what do you mean? Who are you? You're my fucking Sunday girl. Duh. Like, well, they can't really get mad because that's they signed up for it, right? Now, one thing you could do in the beginning, you know, after you sleep with a girl and you want to be like, you know, super honest and open and tell her where you're at. This is a pretty good exercise to do, you know, just to have the experience of like really saying the type of guy you are and not being afraid to express yourself. You know, after sleeping with a girl this first, second or third time, you could have the talk with her, and that's you bring it up before she does. And you can say something along the lines of like, hey, Sally, because, you know, all the hot girls are named Sally these days. Hey, Sally. I know this is a little bit like potentially awkward and I might be jumping the gun, but I kind of want to tell you like where I'm at, just so you know, and I have respect for you. And I think it's the right thing to do because, you know, I wouldn't want to think that like you were someone you weren't. So with that being said, I really, really enjoy being with you. Obviously hooking up is amazing. You know, like you're awesome. I really like spending time with you, but I just want you to know that, and I'm not being presumptuous here. I'm not saying you even want this. More so I'll be asking in a second, but I'm just letting you know that like, I'm really not in a space right now where I want to get involved with anything too serious. I'm traveling a lot. I've got a lot of shit on my plate and I kind of just want to chill and keep things casual. And I want to keep spending time with you because you're so dope. You know, but if what you're looking for is like long-term exclusive commitment sort of thing, I'm not your dude. At least right now, I'm not saying I'm not open to that at some point, but right now, I would feel badly if you were kind of gunning for that and I wouldn't be able to give it to you. And I wouldn't want you to like, you know, waste your time or try to like, you know, force that. So, you know, that's just where I'm at. And like I said, I have no idea where you're at, but I just want to be open and honest with you and tell you that's what's up. And what are your thoughts? That's something you could say. That's something I've said many times and girls really appreciate that. And most of the time they'll be like, oh, that's dope. That's awesome. That's exactly what I want. Like, I'm just having fun. I really like spending time with you too. And you know, let's just keep doing that. And now you have permission to do whatever the fuck you want. And she knows exactly what's up. And you could text her the next day and be like, yo, let's hang out on Sunday. Let's go pull a girl together. She'll probably be like, awesome. Let's do it. That'll be fun. Very simple to have that conversation. And you want to have that after, not after the first time you have sex, maybe after like the third, fourth, fifth time when you have that background of familiarity. Other questions?
You know, there's kind of a couple of chicks that I'm pursuing right now. One of them, I have a second date that is not, it's breaking protocol. It's not likely to lead to sex, but at the same time, it could, you know, further along the connection. It's a lunch date on Saturday. This is the chick that I went out with, following the protocol, did downtown LA, Little Tokyo, three venue changes, made out with her like all night, you know, it went pretty good. But, you know, since then I've noticed, a little bit of a, you know, like her responses have been kind of tepid to the text. She did agree to the second date, but, you know, I feel like maybe I pushed too hard after that first date to try and get her in the sack. Do you think it's better to keep this lunch date on Saturday or should I just cancel it and either move on or try for a more optimal second date for, you know, leading to, actually leading to sex?
Well, if you've already putting out the vibe that you're really gunning for sex, then she's going to put the brakes on, and you know she's going to want to do everything to make that not happen, right? Because you're giving off like the player vibe. So I actually would recommend doing a super fast, casual, quick date where you're only trying to connect with her. One thing I did a lot this summer in Ukraine was I would intentionally, instead of doing the typical dating protocol with girls that, you know, the great thing about the dating protocol, it usually leads to sex on the first date a lot of the time, or sex on the second date, which is a cooking date back at your place, right? And that way you get sex out of the way early, you're trading dick for pussy, and you're not getting caught up in that commitment for pussy exchange. That's why the dating protocol exists. But it's different for different cultures. In Ukraine, in Eastern Europe, former Soviet countries, girls don't make a emotional decision of when to sleep with you. Girls in the West, they decide if they should sleep with you based on how they feel. Are they drunk? Are they horny? Sure, there's a guy nearby, I'm going to fuck him. In the East, they don't make those decisions. They make those decisions on, okay, this guy's nice. He doesn't seem like a serial killer. They call a, you know, what's the word for it? A maniac. I had girls texting me, are you a maniac? I'm like bad at driving. And what they meant by maniac is like a serial killer, right? Like, you're not a maniac, are you? So they really had that fear because over there, like, you know, there's not a lot of women's rights. Like, you can do whatever, you can abuse women, like do all sorts of horrible, terrible, you know, unhumane things. And they don't have the rights that they do in the West. So it's a real fear for them. So they don't necessarily sleep with a guy if they're just because they're emotional and horny. They sleep with a guy if they feel comfortable coming back to his apartment, if they don't think they're going to get murdered. And pretty much any girl who comes back to your apartment, the same with Brazil or in, you know, Eastern Europe, once they walk in that door, you're going to fuck them that night, pretty much every single time. Because they made the logical decision, okay, come back to his apartment, he's going to want to fuck me, he's stronger than me, whatever, I'm down for sex, let's do it. So that's why it's so amazing to go to these countries and experience that. And, you know, learn the differences between seducing a girl from the West versus the East. No one will really understand how, you know, seduction works until you do it in both cultures. And it's fucking amazing what women respond to down in Brazil and over in Eastern Europe. Like, you know, you just have to bring raw, fucking solid masculine confidence and they eat that shit up. In the US, there's a whole lot more trickery and game theory and bullshit because that's what they're giving you to. You're just, you know, if they want to play the bullshit game, the I have a penis and a vagina game, and you also have to play the, you know, the bullshit game too, which is what girls in America want. Which is fucking retarded, which is why most of them suck and why you should spend all your time in Eastern Europe. So back off that rant, what I would do in Ukraine is I would set up like 45 minute first date, just coffee, where the only intention I had was make sure they know I'm not a maniac and I'm not pushing super hard for sex. Right. It's just like, yo, what up? You're cool. Let's have a coffee. All right, I'm busy. I got better shit to do than sit around and bullshit and try to fuck you. I can fuck whoever I want. I'm the man. Suck my dick. Bye. Right? That's the attitude you're giving. But you're still connecting with them, right? And that date is just really about connecting, getting to know them, just like any date, right? The only difference with the dating protocol is you're doing a whole bunch of venue changes to give them the false sense of security that they've known you for longer and you've done all this stuff together and you're creating this couple's dynamic. You know, it's all a fucking game. A dog and pony show to get them comfortable with sex. But the reality of the situation is they probably already decided, or they'll decide at some point during the date if they're going to sleep with you. And you might speed that up by a date or two. That could be a huge game changer. Sleeping with a girl on the second date versus the fourth date is a pretty big game changer. I'd say the likelihood of having a threesome with a girl you made you wait 4 dates is, you know, goes down by like 90% versus the girl you fucked the first or second night. So in this situation, because you've been so aggressive about sex and she can tell, then yeah, do a quick lunch date. Keep it under an hour and after that, put her on ice. Even if the date went really well, literally don't text her after that. Just be like, oh yeah, I really, really want to get to know you. Show off all, like, don't say that obviously, but that's the vibe that you're putting out. That else, whenever I get plenty of sex, I don't need sex. I just actually want to get to know you because you seem cool. And then afterwards, don't fucking text her. And she won't know what the fuck to think. And you'll get all the power back that you lost by being a thirsty fag. And you'll probably fuck her on the next date. She'll be way more apt and excited to go out on that date. So, you know, that's not a terrible strategy. You can do that here in the U.S. too. Just a quick coffee, grab a drink and be done. But you got to keep those days to like 45 minutes to an hour at the very most.
Right on, right on. All right. Sounds good. So, yeah, I'll keep that. And then, as for, you know, since I'm dominating this call, the other chick that I'm, you know, kind of working on right now, I've pulled back on big time, and she, I notice, has been a lot more interested in initiating, and she's kind of like basically telling me out for this Saturday night. You know, just because I'm not working, she asked if I was working. I said no, and then she suggested two different bars. Problem being, she always has her friend with her, so it's very, very unlikely, and they're not the kind of party girls that are going to end up both coming home with me. You know, it's like, so I don't know, like, I mean, in her case, I'm kind of like down to just like go out with her, just to utilize her as a wing woman, in the sense to meet other chicks, because she's already kind of pulled back from like letting me, you know, she was the one that actually friend zoned me for being chubby, and then on New Year's Eve she was like dirty dancing with me and giving me a totally different vibe. So so yeah, so I don't know. I mean, as far as that circumstance, do you think that's a good play? Meet up with her at like a dance club and sort of try and like get other chicks' numbers that night?
Well, this is another situation of you like actually believing what they say. And here's the difference, another difference between Eastern versus Western girls. You can completely rely on everything a girl says from an Eastern culture. Ukrainian girl, she friend zones you, you're never getting out, ever, ever, ever. Never, ever are you going to have friend zone. A Western girl friend zones you, doesn't need anything, right? Literally nothing.
Right.
A girl in the East says, no, I don't have sex tonight, you're not getting laid. A girl in the West says, no, I'm not going to have sex tonight, you're definitely getting laid. So this is an American girl, so I'm going to tell you that what she says is completely irrelevant and stupid. She's messaging with you on Tinder, yet she's telling you that you're too chubby. No, she's just being an idiot and trying to slow you down. There's no reason she would ever go on a date with you if she actually thought that. But you're putting all this stock in that complete and utter horseshit. And sure enough, she was attracted to you in the beginning. She was more attracted to you when you hung out with her. Obviously, she was dirty dancing on you. You should have made out with her. You should have pushed that further to mirror the sort of, you know, vibe she was giving you. But now you're in this, you've like put yourself in the friend zone based on misinformation from her. So you can either super friend zone her and make her feel jealous as fuck by, you know, being like, well, what do you mean? You put me in the friend zone. You told me I was too chubby. Right, you can always throw that back in her face if she starts to get jealous and pissy. Like, whoa, are you jealous? That's so cute. You're the one who told me I was too fat. That's funny. And you get to come back with like, oh, remember that time when you lied? Oh, yeah, you should have done that. Because now it's completely blowing up in your face, right? So you could totally do that if you wanted. Or you could just assume that she's attracted to you and take her on a normal date. And if she's like ask about on a Saturday night, you know, her friend's going to be there. You could make a joke about like, oh, what are you trying to set up a threesome now? Right. I mean, I would have to approve of that text. Do not send that text until I approve it. And it has to be the right context. I would need to know a lot of backstory, but you know, if it was me in that situation, I knew she was into me, but she's the one telling me out and like, thanks, going to bring a friend. Like, oh, that's really nice of you to bring a friend. Like, you know, I'm always down for threesomes. Wait, is she hot? And she'd be like, no, I'm just bring a friend. Like, you're in the friend zone. And be like, oh, okay. Then you know if you're in the friend zone too. And then you go and you hit on other girls.
Right on. Okay.
You're expediting the process with humor. And you're not getting sucked into some weird situation.
All right. Excellent.
And if she says like, oh no, I'm not bringing her friend for I'm bringing her friend to find other guys. You'd be like, wait, so you're asking me out on a date and bringing a third wheel? That's not cool. I mean, if you're going to ask a gentleman out, at least, you know, at least do it one-on-one to make it a proper date, take me to Chipotle or something.
And right.
Joke out. Is that the question you posted in the thread?
Yeah, I mean, I brought up both parts of the question, you know, basically one wasn't even a question, but Leonard kind of called me out as I was breaking protocol and I should cancel. So it was a question that he posed. And then the other one is, that's the one responding to TJ's response about this chick who, you know, quote unquote friend zoned me. But yeah, no, I definitely get the vibe, you know, that, you know, I mean, she's definitely not, she's definitely interested. It's just, you know, one of these circumstances where I got to break through her resistance, her whole, like, you know, she likes the tension of us not kissing more than me actually kissing her, you know, just some bullshit like that. Also, her mom just died. So, you know, I mean, legitimately, she may just have too much going on emotionally with, you know, her mom having died unexpectedly fast of cancer. So, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Good question. Let me answer TJ's one. He says, I can't make a call, but I have a question. Girl I met last night that was very close to making out with, but she said something along the lines of, I'm hard to get, but still obviously very interested. It's likely that I'll see her out again tonight. Should I pull hard early on, as in pull away, or should I just do normal push-pull? I mean, that depends on the vibe that she gives you right off the bat. You know, if you walk in and you give her a greeting and she's like super warm and friendly and talkative, then mirror her, right? Because you'll want to do that too. If she's aloof and distant, then you have to mirror that, which is pretty much exactly what happened to me the second time I hung out with Carly. And you could read about that in the post that I wrote. And, you know, basically I did the same thing. I mirrored her, didn't try to jam her in conversation, just let her come to me. And eventually she did. So being able to walk away is huge. That's what I would do. See where she's at and then mirror her. Any other questions?
I have a question. You talk a lot about push-pull. Can you give like a very brief 2-minute primer on what you do for push-pull?
So push-pull is basically, it's like the mating dance, right? You meet a girl. Obviously, you're showing some sort of sexual intent because you're the man. You get things going, right? You walk up to her. And you're flirty, or you tell her you're hitting on her during the day, or you introduce yourself, right? And you wait for her to show interest by either touching you or asking you personal questions. And then you mirror her, right? If she starts asking you personal questions, then you know it's time to stop with the like most conversations in the beginning be fun and light and bantery and humorous about bullshit that doesn't matter, especially at a bar, right? You don't ever want to walk up to a girl and start having a logical conversation because that's not fun. Day game is a little bit easier because it's just more natural to have a logical conversation, but you still don't open with logic. You open by calling it out, using the play-by-play, following up with some funny jokes, and then you just fucking stare at her until she asks you a question, right? So you open, like, my favorite thing to do is you walk up to a girl, be like, hey, so I had to risk embarrassing the fuck out of myself to come hit on you. Hey, I'm Robbie. Don't worry, I'm only one-third creepy. Okay. And then I just fucking look at her until she asks me a question. And if she's like, what? Like, well, here I am. Like, I already did the man thing where I come over and I told you, like, you know, damsel in distress. So you're not really in distress. You're just walking to, you know, wherever you're going. But what do you want to know? You know? And then she'll ask you a question. And now you're in the driver's seat because she's seeking rapport. Like, you literally teach them how to have a conversation. You can do it with just a look, but it's all about holding that tension. Because naturally, what you're going to want to do is break that tension and jump in with, like, so where are you from? Or what are you doing? Or blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to say, Kansas. Oh, cool. What are you doing here? Oh, I just moved here for work. Oh, cool. What do you do? I'm an actress. Oh, how long have you been acting? 6 years. Oh, nice. Do you like it? Yeah. You're dead. She doesn't like you. She'll give me one word answer. She's not asking anything back. Or you're too much of a loser to allow her to ask you a question because you're too nervous. So you're not really a loser. You're just fucking nervous. I get it. I've been there. But you have to hold that tension. So what will happen next is she'll be seeking rapport. She'll probably be touching you a little bit. You can mirror her touching. You know, if she's touching on the arm, you can touch her on the arm back. And then as time goes on, like if you change venues, you extend your hand, you let her hold your hand. The next place, if she puts her arm on your leg, maybe you put her arm on her leg. You're basically mirroring her, or you're putting a feeler move out there to see how she responds. You know, if you extend your hand and she takes your hand and comes in close, that's her saying yes. If you put your hand on her leg when you're sitting side by side or on a couch and she puts her hand on your hand, she's saying, yes, I like that. Do more. Keep escalating, right? If you put your hand on her leg and she does nothing, then remove it, right? Leave it there for 5 seconds or so it doesn't look like you're worried about it, and then take it away. So that's essentially push, is putting your hand there and you pull it away. So you're pushing to see where you stand, and you're pulling when she's not reciprocating. And sometimes, well, ideally, you want her to be doing all the physical escalation. Like she's escalating more and more and more, and you're even pulling away a little bit, because most girls won't understand that they need to pull away. Most people, by default, if you push and they don't respond, you push harder. And then they still don't respond, and you push, 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 and then eventually you fucking kill it because you pushed too hard and you made it uncomfortable. So push-pull is leaning in to see how comfortable they are and then pulling away and then doing it over and over and over until you're getting to that finish line.
Okay, great. Just one further question on that. Are you always pushing even if you're getting a good response? Let's say you're touching and you get good response. Would you still pull away for a bit or not?
If you're what? Can you get a good response?
Yes. If you are pulling and you are getting a good response, would you still push her away just to like to break it, you know, break the sequence?
Yeah, sometimes. Right? Like if she's touching you, like if you walk over and you're flirting with her and she puts her hand on your chest, you're like, whoa, 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 hands off the merchandise. This shit ain't free, yo. Like that's basically her pushing hard, you pulling away hard. That's great, because now you're in the driver's seat, right? And you're telling her like, ooh, you're gonna have to work for this. And that's a real funny line. I think it's actually one of mystery lines from way back in the day, believe it or not. But that's a good one, right? That's some good push pull shit. You know, if during like while you're hooking up, you can playfully grab her hand by hooking up, maybe like you're making out on the couch, right? You can grab her hand, put it on your dick, right? And then like throw her hand off and be like, whoa, easy tiger. You know, you're going to have to buy me dinner before doing that. And that's another example of push-pull, is when you call out funny shit that she's doing to you and you kind of flip the script. Like, you know, you bring her back into your room, be like, hey, let me give you the cheesy tour. No, but really, I'm just going to actually give you a tour. I don't want you to think that just because you get in my bedroom, you know, you're going to get in my pants. It's, you know, I'm not that easy. Trust me. Right. That's an example of push-pull, which is great because you're physically doing the physical move is the push, come in my bedroom, but you're pulling away with your words. And that's really how to do some smooth ass physical escalation, is you push with what you do physically, but you pull away with her words. And she's going to say like, oh yeah, totally. No, I would never do that. But you're basically taking her playbook away, because she's going to sound like an idiot if she says it. Same thing with like, hey, we're going to go over to my place for a nightcap. Don't worry, I'm going to be an 86% gentleman. And that doesn't mean that 14% is like some sort of free initiation for you to think you're going to get lucky tonight. That doesn't mean it at all. It means 86% of the time, like, you're going to have to buy me an $86 meal before I even think about, you know, letting you get in my pants. Just saying like ridiculous shit like that will make her laugh and put her at ease.
Cool.
All right, guys. I will talk to you later. Peace out.